As the scriptures say, God catches those who think they are wise in their own cleverness. Now you see a lot of people that think they're wise. But unless they get caught. You know, you have to lay down the things of the world. You have to do it God's way. Well, if we do it God's way, let's see what happens in verse 20 and 21. And again, the Lord knows the thoughts of the wise, that they are worthless. So don't take pride in following a particular leader. Everything belongs to you. Now, it's unfortunate that some people follow certain pastors. They will go to one church for a while, and then they get tired of what he's saying, and they go to another one, and they get all hepped up on what he's teaching for a while, and then they go to another one, and they never settle down anywhere. It's just amazing how these things happen. But he says there, so don't take pride in following a particular leader. You know, it's amazing if you go to church somewhere and the first thing you say, well, I go to so-and-so's church and pastor so-and-so is the pastor. Well, that's okay, you know, but don't build him up on a pedestal. Who do we want to put on that pedestal? Jesus. Jesus is the leader of the church. We don't want to build no man on a pedestal. None. And if we don't, if we do everything, let's see what. And again, the Lord knows the thoughts of the wise, that they are worthless. So don't take pride in following a particular leader. Everything belongs to you. Now, wait a minute. Meditate on that just a second. As a Christian walking in obedience to God's word, what belongs to you? What does that mean? Everything belongs to you? That's something to think about, isn't it? Did God cut us short as his children? No. We don't know the word. That's why we live where we live. But if everything belongs to us, let's see what the next couple of verses say. Paul and Apollos and Peter, the whole world and life and death, the present and the future, everything belongs to you. Did he leave out anything? The whole world and life and death belongs to you. You know that most people, you ask the average person, do you believe you have control over how long you're going to live? You know what the average person, even in church, will tell you? No, I have no control over that. Yes, you do. You really do have control over that. God tells you in his word exactly what to do. And if you do what he says, he promises you in his word a long, fruitful life. A long, healthy, fruitful life. And I like that. I like a long, fruitful life. He said, everything belongs to you, and you belong to Christ, and Christ belongs to God. That pretty well covers it, doesn't it? Now then, let's go to Colossians chapter 2, verse 2, 3, and 4. My goal is that they will be encouraged and knit together by strong ties of love. I want them to have full confidence because they have complete understanding of God's secret plan, which is Christ himself. This is what God has taught me through the years, and this is what I'm trying to teach you. The same thing that Paul was trying to teach these people. My goal is that they will be encouraged and knit together by strong ties of love. I want them to have full confidence because they have complete understanding of God's secret plan, which is Christ himself. Now then, in him lie hidden, how many? In him lie hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Now, if all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge is in him and he's in you, then where is all this power? It's in us. So how do we access this power? How do we access this power? Prayer. That's exactly right. We pray. Yeah, we pray and we speak his word. When you speak his word, great things happen. I mean, when you act on his word, great things happen. I mean, I just go back to that time just the other day when we were all over there in Home Depot, several of us, Eldon, me and Charles and Dave, and whenever we had this little girl over that had the headache, you know, when she was there and, oh, she was doing something like this. And I think it was Dave that said, you know, ma'am, something wrong with you? And she said, oh, I have an awful migraine headache. Well, Dave, when I heard him say that, Dave started to say, ma'am, can we pray for you? And as those were coming out of his mouth, I'm reaching for the woman. You know, I'm reaching like this. And just as I touch her on the forehead, she says, no. I said, it's too late. I said, you don't have a headache anymore, do you? And she didn't have. I just acted on God's word. That's all I did. Now, what is available to you and I? What's in us? All thing, all power, life and death and everything belongs to you and me, right, Tom? We can act on His word. And when we do it in faith, the King shows up, doesn't He? Because Christ in us, the hope of glory. And all the treasures of the universe, all of them, not part of them, all of them are in Him. So when you have a need, did He say pray about a few things? Pray about everything. And in all things give thanks. So why do we not do that? Why do we go through? I mean, I'll tell you, that's such a good one. Last year, that I was struggling here. You would think, you know, that as long as I've walked in this, I would never do what I've done. But I'm trying to find a book because I got a code on a heater that won't work. And I'm looking, and I'm looking, and I look everywhere. I call the manufacturer, try to get it on the internet. I spent a half a day. Did I pray? No. I'm using the world's wisdom. And it ain't happening. And so I finally get plumb frustrated, and I go in there and sit down in my office just as Dave walked in. He said, Pastor, something wrong? I said, yes, Dave. I said, I have lost the code book to that heater over there. I've tried everywhere to find it, and I can't find it. He said, you know, my pastor would say, have you prayed about this yet? Oh, does he know how to hurt a guy? I said, no, I haven't prayed about it, but I'm fixing to. I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, show me where the code book was. I said, oh, Dave. I said, thank you, Lord. I stood up, walked from my office right around to another office, pulled out the top drawer of a file cabinet, and there was the book. Come right back in, laid it down. I said, thank you, Dave, for reminding me to pray about all things. Now, where was all the knowledge and wisdom and the secrets of the universe? In me. Now, had I asked for them? No. And so he didn't give it to me until I asked, did he, Brother Jim? When I ask, that's when he shows up, right? I immediately knew where that book was. Now just think, I wasted 4 good hours. You know, I could have had that thing fixed a long time ago. But I think what is available to us, we get all knocked out on things and don't go by what the Word says. But in Him lie hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Okay, verse 4. I don't remember what verse 4 said. I am telling you this so that no one will be able to deceive you with persuasive arguments. Now then, if you learn the truth from God's word, then when somebody comes up and you say, well, I'm having this problem and I don't feel too good, I better run over here to the doctor and let them check me out. And you go over there and the doctor gives you a very bad report. I am sorry. There's not anything I can do for your back. You're just going to live with it the rest of your life. Well, what do most people do right there, Jack?
They take the testimony of the doctor.
They receive that and they're sick the rest of their life, right? But you know, God has given us a whole book full of wonderful things. Now I want to go to John 14:1. And we're going to start in John 14:1, and we're going to see what is available to us, some of these wonderful things and some of these wonderful promises that God says all these things are ours. So let's go see what some of them are. Let's see what we can do in John 14. John 14:1. Don't be troubled. Now, is any of us ever troubled? Oh, yeah. If you don't believe that, you just wait till you see somebody that says they're a man of faith when they get a bad report from the doctor. You find out whether they're in faith or whether they're walking in fear. And most people, unfortunately, are walking in fear. That's so. But the Lord's telling us, don't be troubled. You trust God? Now trust in me. Trust God and trust the Father and trust in Jesus. Now, can we trust Him? We can trust the King, can't we? He is the Lord. There are many rooms in my Father's home, and I'm going to prepare a place for you. If this were not so, I would tell you plainly. Now, wait a minute. If He's going to go prepare some kind of a fantastic mansion for me up there in heaven, I can only imagine what He built for me is not near what I could build for myself down here, huh? You think the home up there might be a little nicer than the one we could have down here? Well, why is it whenever we get old age and get really old, I mean, maybe 120 or 150 or maybe, well, I don't know, whatever, but we get up there in age and then we say, well, Lord, I just don't want to leave this place. Lord, just give me another 10 years. No, we hadn't really figured it out yet, have we? You know, we haven't really figured out that when we die here, we're really going to go to a much better place. If we're His children. That's the secret. Now, you know, if you're really His children and you really know that you know Jesus, well, then when you leave here, you're going to get to go to a magnificent place. And He's going to have a mansion prepared for you that's going to be beyond your wildest dreams. Now, I used to listen to J. Vernon McGee a long time ago. I don't much anymore. I don't listen to a whole lot of radio. But I remember J. Vernon telling a story. He was a Presbyterian preacher. And he said there was a man that he died, and he a pastor of a church. He died, and he went to heaven. When he got there, St. Peter met him at a gate and said, "Welcome, come on in, brother." And he welcomed me and said, "Boy, this place is beautiful." He said, "Yeah, let's go down Hallelujah Boulevard here. I want to show you something." So they're walking down Hallelujah Boulevard, and he looks over and he says, "My, what a man, what a house. Who owns that?" So, well, that was Sister Sue. He said, "Sister Sue, who in the world is she?" He said, "You don't know her. She was a member of your church on the earth." He said, "What? A lady in my church owns a place like that, and I didn't even know her?" He said, "Wow." So he walked down to the end of Hallelujah Boulevard and turned right on Glory Boulevard and walked along, and there's another big, beautiful mansion. He said, "Now, who in the world lives in that?" He said, "That's Brother Jack." He said, "Who in the world's Brother Jack?" He said, "You don't know him either? He was a deacon in your church."
We are going to stop for today, but we will continue with the teaching tomorrow. If you would like to have this or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching in its entirety on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send it to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.